More than 75 people died in Texas after Hurricane Harvey drowned Houston and much of the surrounding county in 1.5 feet of water. The recovery cost is expected to total billions. In the aftermath, cities across the U.S. are rethinking ways to control flooding and reduce hazards that could be worsened by urbanization and climate change. It's a complex, politically challenging process, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, one city in Oklahoma is a national model for a flood control plan that works.
Bill Robinson pulls over and parks his city-issued car in front of a small home on a tree-lined street in East Tulsa.
That's the one I haven't been able to talk to yet. So if they're home...
Robinson is the lead engineer for Tulsa's stormwater program. His mission today, meet the owners and convince them to sell their home to the city.
Yeah, then I was talking to your neighbor, and she said that you might be interested, but you were...
This house has changed hands a bunch of times in recent years, and it has flooded repeatedly. It's one of more than 80 houses the city is currently trying to buy. Over the last three decades, Tulsa has cleared nearly 1,000 buildings from flood-prone areas.
Typically, after people have flooded two or three times, they're ready to sell out.
It's one part of a plan designed to save lives and save millions of dollars in losses from floods that have historically plagued the city. Tulsa's flood control program is comprehensive and aggressive, a case study other cities might soon copy. Ron Flanagan is a consultant that helped write Tulsa's flood control plan.
Everything happens at the local level. And if you don't have the local people on board, you haven't got a program. The federal government can't enforce everything, and they have minimum standards.
Tulsa is surprisingly vulnerable to flooding. The southern tip of the city is sliced by the Arkansas River, which swells from rains here and in northern and western Oklahoma. Other Tulsa neighborhoods are scattered among a spider web of 36 creeks. In the 70s and 80s, Tulsa was hit by a string of damaging floods, and city leaders started working on a plan for rising waters. In 1984, a stalled cold front dumped more than a foot of rain across the city. 14 people died and hundreds were injured.
Torrential rains in Oklahoma, leaving thousands of people homeless over the weekend, will have a report.
KWGS News journalist Bill Knoll reported the story for NPR.
8 bridges were destroyed with others suffering damage, and 64 of the city's police cars were destroyed.
Tulsa's flood control strategy goes beyond buying properties that flood repeatedly. The city accounts for urban growth and built drainage systems. It also created green spaces that serve as flood basins. Day to day, many of these spaces are used as parks and things like soccer fields.
You can see there's a frisbee golf course here, walking trails, and just a nice open area.
Tulsa also adopted strict rules on where and how homes and buildings are constructed. Flanagan has consulted flood planners in Houston. He says the Texas Gulf City's risks are unique. But he says many of the barriers all cities face when drafting flood control plans are universal. Such restrictions increase costs for builders and developers, who often resist flood planning.
Elected officials then are very sensitive to the development community's wants and desires and needs.
To help pay for the program, the city added a fee to utility bills, which was, and remains, unpopular with many residents. Tulsa's program goes well beyond FEMA standards. This has improved the city's federal flood score, which Robinson says reduces flood insurance rates for residents.
And the savings is nearly $400,000 on those 1,500 policies.
National groups say Tulsa is a model for how cities can plan for flooding as urban areas grow and climate patterns change. The State Department has even brought delegates from countries like Russia and Azerbaijan to see the Tulsa plan in action. The strategy has worked. Today, Tulsa's flooding problems are much smaller. Flanagan now worries the success could make it hard to expand and adapt the plan down the road.
As many good things as we've done, we've still got a lot of work to do.
He says the longer Tulsa goes without a catastrophic flood, the easier it gets to forget what the plan is for. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on climate, natural disasters, and water policy, visit KGOU.org.